Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another Saturday night live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship maybe 40 minutes from now, approximately. And let's start with emotional clearing. So if you have any situations going on or things, here we go. Think of one of those situations. So one, two, releasing it from you. Three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll energize the light beam. So I'll bring up the first one, or all three there. And we'll do the one on the left, which will be the male energies. So here we go. Bring some peace into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now the middle one will be the non-gender. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, oh boy, three, four, and five. And let's do one. Somebody has some stuff there. And let's do the female, last one. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. And we'll do a date clearing. Today is 10-11-2014 and Saturday. So here we go. This is for October, the 10th month. And clearing that 10. So 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, and clearing the 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2014. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you around, out there, in there, someplace, wherever you are?
Yes, Ron. Hi, I am, and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Tonight is a very special night because later in the show we'll be actually visiting Creation Lightship. If you're unfamiliar, what you want to do is choose one physical healing to ask the light beings to help you with. And you need to either write that down somewhere and have it in your hand or tape it to yourself or say it out loud when we actually go to the Lightship. And Ron, can we ask for requests tonight? Is that okay if people request some rooms?
Sure, that'd be great, yeah. So just keep track of those in for me, and you can read them out. And we'll have maybe half a dozen, so.
Okay, great. So I have the fast chat open, so you can put those on there. You can also send an email if you'd like to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you are a new listener, please check that out. There's a lot of information on there, a lot of free healings you can do, and we recommend it highly. But you picked a terrific time or evening to join us if you are new. So, Ron, when you were doing those clearings at the beginning of the call, there's an email here that kind of pertains, because we know, or you've explained to us, that we do not want to see these matching numbers, especially that are common when we're looking at a digital clock and et cetera. But we do, and it's a way that the ETs kind of connect to us, and it's a mind control and mind energy thing. So we have an email that kind of pertains to that. Dear Ron, thank you for the covering the clocks trick. I thought it would only be temporary, but I put a post-it on the clock in my car, and it stayed on fine since then. I didn't have any duct tape. That's what the person recommended. So yesterday I wrote a big now on it, and that feels great.
That's great. I think Raymond did that back in New York, so I think he's the one who maybe mention that. So if it was you, Raymond, thank you. If it was somebody
else.
Yes,
thank you. Yeah, it's a great idea because I've done it too. And it's amazing how many times I notice I'm compelled to look at the time for no reason. So now, you know, I'm not seeing any time because I have it blocked off. Okay. So we have quite a few questions and comments for tonight, Ron. One listener is requesting a grief healing. He's having quite a hard time getting over some grief that he thought would not take as long to heal, but it's still there.
Okay, so here we go. Think of grief that you may have, everybody, or grief from the past. Oh, it is heavy. Oh, yeah, I'm not even yawning before I even get started. So here we go. Releasing that one particular situation of grief. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so pretty strong energy there. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Is there a clearing you recommend for people? Because it's not specifically a grief healing. Is that correct?
Yeah. There's not one on the website, I don't think, with grief, but you could do the special one. You know, the whole lifetime special grief clearing, that could help out.
Right, the special clearing and heartache. Would heartache help people that are grieving?
If they're grieving like the death of somebody, you know, who passed on, yes. I think the heartache would probably be very, very similar. But you could have grief over something else, you know, where it could be actually something other than a person leaving you or something, you know. You know, you could have grief for a car accident, you know, having your car totaled or something, you know, and dealing with that energy. In fact, let's do a clearing for that. So the clearing is going to be for your release of the first car that you own. And I think we did this before in one of the shows or something similar, but let's take your first car. And this could be even an abandonment type clearing. Or just something, you know, where you just feel like, wow, I wish I would have that car now. You know, I like it a lot. I'm wondering what happened to it. So here we go. Think of your first car, releasing that. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this may or may not pertain, I don't know, but we could do maybe like your first relationship. I don't know if that would be, you know, how that will affect you, okay? Because maybe you're glad you got out of it, you know. But anyway, we'll do that. We'll just see what happens. So it could work any way for you. But you want to specify, you know, you could be sad that you're not in that relationship now. Maybe after 40 years or something, you know, or maybe you were glad that you got out of it, but you still have energy on it either way. So let's just release the energy from that. So here we go. Oh boy. Well, so releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do a clearing also, sort of similar. This will probably be mainly for women, I think. Men possibly, but for women who, you know, their daughter left the house, okay? So, you know, she lived with you for 18, 21 years or something or whatever, and now she's no longer with you. And, you know, let's be some heartache, some anxieties, you know, things like that between a mother maybe and their daughter. And maybe even the boy, too, you know. You know. So, but I think, I don't know if men react as much as women, but here we go. But it'll work for both sexes. So here we go. Let's release that energy. So one, two, three, four. This could be like a sadness energy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And since we're dealing with maybe possibly women, let's do a clearing for when you found out that you were pregnant, okay? So here we go. And you had a reaction to that. So releasing that energy. And you may be very happy. You don't want to release it. But if you had a different reaction, then, you know, that could still be with you. That it's still hanging on. But we'll release that from you here. So here we go. So releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Ann, are you still out there?
I sure am, Ron. Thanks so much for all of those clearings. We do have some comments on the fast chat. One person said, another heavy clearing. I'm yawning too, Ron. Excuse me, and I'm, I guess, coughing. Releasing energy of our first car feels heavy. Didn't realize I was so attached, but I was only 17 then, and cars were a big deal. And someone said, I was just thinking about my empty nest today.
Oh, yep.
And I was wondering, Ron, I'm sure this happens to everybody, when you said your very first relationship, I actually thought back to a boy I had a crush on in, you know, like third grade or something. And I that was very emotional, even though I was just a little kid, and that probably happens to people. And
yeah.
Is that something worth clearing?
Yeah, it could be affecting you throughout your life.
Yeah.
So you have stuff that's tied into that. And, you know, you just, you know, still could have energy on it. You know, it's kind of like the old, some of the old rock and roll songs and a lot of the country western, you know, about losing somebody. So you could have maybe a song that you both liked, and maybe it's, you know, from a very popular group, or artist. And they recycle that song now and then, and you hear it, you know. And that brings back memories of that relationship. And you might feel some heartache there, or, and you could have anger, too. But I'm just hoping that it's maybe not so much anger where it would be, well, I don't know. I guess heartache is just as bad as anger. I'm just trying to look at a more positive thing, because you're not with that person. And so you do have a reaction, we'll say, to the song. And when it comes on, maybe you wish you didn't even hear it. So if that's the case, everybody think of that one song that, you know, pushes your buttons any way that it does. And we'll see if we can clear that from you. Because you shouldn't have really a reaction to it. You know, I'd like you to maybe think of the good times, we'll say, instead of heartache or betrayal or whatever happened. So here we go. Think of that song that maybe you both liked, your favorite song, and we're going to release that energy from you. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I remember a song, I guess it was a rock song, that it's not even related to a relationship or a person or anything, but I remember every time it came on, I would get tears in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I asked to be cleared. There's just something, I guess, so emotional about that song. And I thought of it.
There was a song, that maybe your parents sang a long time ago, you know, and it got passed on to you when you're in the womb. Is it like maybe, you know, one that was maybe pretty young, Anne, so.
Right. Yeah, no, it isn't. I mean, should I say what the song was?
Yeah, maybe people have that reaction, too. What is it?
It was Total Eclipse of the Sun.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Bonnie Raitt. And I don't know. I know it was not connected to anything as far as I knew. It would just come on the radio, and it would just affect me. And I don't think that's a cover from an older song.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I don't know if other people have that, too, or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, talking about songs, a good song to help people heal. Don Henley had one, which was the Heart of the Matter. So they had two versions of it, a shorter one and a longer one. So if you do have a situation in a relationship, you know, that has the word, you know, I think forgiveness in it, you know. So, you know, that's a good song to even sing, you know, to release, have the words help you release what's going on, because the words have meaning to you. So anyway...
Well, that's wonderful, Ron. I know that song.
Yeah, it's a nice song. You know, if you do have a problem with relationships, let's just get it up and I'd say get the longer version and maybe read the words to it too, you know, and, you know, maybe sing it along, which you kind of catch on what the words are, maybe about 50 times, and it can be healing, you know.
That's so interesting, Ron, because someone put in, it's Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
And someone else said many songs made me cry, too. So other people do have that. So, Ron, I'm fascinated that there are some songs you would actually suggest we listen to. Are there any others that you can think of?
But the Michael Jackson one, Man in the Mirror, is very good. I don't know if that's very healing or not, but once you catch on to what he's talking about, you know, it's pretty good, you know, to look at yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably about all that I can think of for this minute here.
Okay, well, if you think of any others, or if people maybe think of a song, you know, that we would all know, that Ron, we could maybe ask Ron. I know he's very busy coming up because he's going to New York this week, but, you know, maybe we could, you know, without being too irritating to Ron, ask him about a few songs and see what he says about them. That would be fun.
Yeah, in fact, if somebody would like to, you know, maybe they have a song that helped them out during the process of relationship breakup or something, and it helped them, you know, to heal themselves. That would be good because, you know, things always, you know, can, you know, songs do heal.
So well, that's interesting.
Up the fast chat.
Oh, someone's asking what was the first song. It was Don Henley, Heart of the Matter.
Yeah.
And, someone else said the song Wildfire, but that made her cry, so that's not so good. Typed it into the fast chat.
Well, if you cry during a song, hearing the song, then that means that those words in there mean something to you. Remember, we deal with keywords, and, you know, it just takes one word to push your buttons. And so you could maybe discharge that one word in a song, and then the song is more neutral for you.
We could put the lyrics into the natal barcode and the alien keyword, couldn't we, Ron?
Yeah, you could do that if you find out which word it is, yeah.
Well, I had a song that was, like, torturing me, stuck in my head for a while, and I put the whole thing, put the whole lyrics in.
Oh, well, that's good.
I know it was the natal barcode. I'm not sure if the, I think the alien keyword intercept will take a lot of words like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you could always do a few lines at a time.
Yeah, just go in there and give it a try. Remember, when you look at it, you wonder, gee, these words are made of letters. And, you know, once you get on the other side of your situation of the sadness and the anger or the emotional stuff, once you get on the other side of that, then you go, wow, you know, how could, you know, love or hate or some word that, you know, how could it have so much of a charge on it? And like falling in love or something like that, you know, because it means something to you, or falling out of love, you know, whatever, or, you know, those words will trigger people a different way. And so that also could be passed on to you from your parents and your grandparents. But regardless, they shouldn't have you, you know, being kept in bondage or, you know, being a slave to that word. But once you get it discharged, then you can look at it and go, oh, this is like a five-letter word. Why is that five-letter word affecting me so much? And then also, what I try to do sometimes, not always, but I'll take that word and try to move all the letters around, like in Scrabble, you know, and see if something else pops up on it. That might be another keyword that may have a different meaning to it. And also, if you do have a word that's bothering you, or you need to know a definition of that word more clearly, then get out the dictionary and go about five words before the one that you're looking up, and maybe five words after it. And normally, within those five words, or the 10 words total, it'll have a whole better meaning for you of what that word really means. So that's an interesting thing to do. Causing you to go, wow, I didn't know that word really meant that, because it's just showing you a different flavor of that word than other words that are similar. So it's kind of interesting to try that. So that's some homework for you guys. Just get out your dictionary and, you know, go, but it might only go two words before it really flips over and it becomes a different word entirely. But normally five is a good place to start at and go less. But do five and read all the different definitions of each word. And then you go, wow, now I really know what that word means. Because it will show you a different energy level. So back to you, Ann.
Very interesting, Ron. Well, we have another song that a listener put on, Colors of the Wind. He says, Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind, about paradise and beautiful streams and the forest. I do not know that song.
Boy, I don't either.
A couple of people are saying they like it.
Yeah, they have to check it out.
Yeah, we will. That's really great, Ron. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that'll be nice to feel like there's some songs that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll go back. Of course, I have the email and the fast chat open, but I'm going to go back to some of the things that have already been sent in. The other night, Ron, you spoke about putting tinfoil on our bodies as protection. I just want to tell you that that really worked. I started to feel weak, and I know that I said to myself, I know they're attacking me right in my heart, and I put some tinfoil over my heart, and it stopped immediately.
Great, great. But yeah, the only drawback is that when you put, you know, that aluminum foil, or just say tin foil, maybe it's aluminum now versus tin, but regardless, when you put it on you, it will make you get pretty warm. And I remember a long time ago, I was doing a workshop in New York, and one of the taxi cab drivers was very sensitive, and he, you know, came to my my workshop that I had, you know, and I mentioned about that, and so he put it in his hat, and he said, "Yeah, man, this really helps a lot," you know. So he's wearing his hat now with the aluminum foil on the inside of it, and so that helped him out a lot.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we had some information on that song. It's a theme from a Disney movie, probably Pocahontas. And someone said, I think Vanessa Williams sang it for the movie. So there you go, people. Some songs to look up. And, well, for me, this is much more fun than the list of all the alien movies that are out there. I like this much better. Okay, we have...
The new movie that, I don't know if it's out yet or not, but I think it's Left Behind. It's supposed to be very good.
Okay, another one for that list. Okay, thank you, Ron. Yes, I've seen the commercials for that. I'm not sure if it's out or not.
No. I'll find out, but don't recommend that to me.
Okay. So we have an email about curses. Dear Ron, I do intend to do the curses, hexes, and spell clearing as soon as I can. But as I cannot do it yet, could you possibly remove a curse for me? When I was a young girl, my father said, "You're going to die in a car accident."
Oh, jeez.
And, yeah, this haunted me for many years. And I thought I was over it, but then it's coming back lately because I've been seeing accidents and seeing a lot of ambulances and red flashing lights and sirens. And I was wondering if perhaps other people have curses as well, and if you could just clear this one for me, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, yeah, so like I normally say, you know, like if you see things happening like within a week, you know, three events very similar within a week's time, then it's on your doorstep. So definitely, you know, change maybe what you're doing, because remember, that's what's happening is you're being set up for that barcode, okay, the death barcode. And so you want to kind of change your habits a little bit, maybe do your routines a little differently so that the aliens know that you're doing something every day at a certain time, so kind of go out of the way. Maybe stop someplace, have some, you know, coffee or whatever, you know, a juice drink instead of going straight home, and just kind of changed that timeline so that nothing will typically happen, and just stay very, very alert and watch out for cars dropping in. So here we go. Think of that situation. If you have something like that keeps popping up, or maybe you think you're, you know, kind of like a focal point for things happening around you or something, you know, or maybe being a target. So here we go. I'm going to release that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Boy, really, I can feel my heart energy there. I don't like to have like it's being constricted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do a release for dying, okay? Maybe people have something that deals with dying, okay? So let's release that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, well, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so there we go, everybody. Yes, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I was thinking that's a horrible thing for someone to go through, but maybe in a way it's not good that it was said out loud, because so many of us get cursed and we're not really aware what it is or where it's coming from. And as long as this person has now found creation lightship, they can get rid of it. But I think people, as you've said before, like driving the car and stuff, people curse us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a pretty serious one. People are saying they're yawning.
Yep.
You're even yawning. Someone said, okay, thank you, listener, for this. I saw two different cars today with smash windshields. Came home and put it in a timeline crash. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's like been there, done that. You know, you've already done it because you saw it, okay? So you experienced it, just that it's not on your car. So, yeah, been there, done that, and I don't need to have it happen again, right? Because you are in that experience if you see it. People don't realize that. I think everything's external to them and they're not involved with it. But if you start seeing it on a timeline that you're living, then it can just hop into you very easily, you know? So that's how you want to kind of look at things, you know, that somebody else had it, now it's passed on to you. And you don't want to have it passed on, so do a timeline crash, many of them.
Right.
You know, if you want to have a new windshield, maybe you need a new windshield, but I would think most people wouldn't want to go through the aggravation and everything else of having something like that happen, you know.
Okay, now we have a request from someone else to remove a curse for them. But if you could just clarify, Ron, when someone asks a question or has a request like that, when you do the clearing, you're clearing everyone.
Yes, uh-huh.
It doesn't mean everyone's had the same curse, but if while you're listening, so this person doesn't need to ask you to remove a curse because it was removed from him as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, as long as they did that, yeah. But
if they were,
you know,
holding it in their mind, I guess, or writing it down.
Yes, and may need more than one clearing, okay?
Right.
Remember, you know, most people may think, or some may think that, yeah, I did that. I had it done once, you know. Well, you may have to do it maybe 500 times to get it off of you. I just took that one situation, you know. So if you have a practitioner out there doing this daily for you, once a day, then you have to clear all the past. Let's say they started, you know, 10 years ago, okay, doing this to you. So take the 10 years times 365, and that's how many clearings you need to do to get current from when you started, and then go back. Maybe it might take you 3 months to clear it, and then start from 3 months ago to go forward so you're even and caught up with that clearing. And now you want to do it once a day as a person putting it on you again. Okay, so that's the way you kind of have to look at this here. Because it says those curses are just awful, you know. You know, you don't know where they're coming from. They come out of left field. And, you know, there's people in these, you know, countries where maybe, you know, a quarter a day is a lot of money to them. And, you know, maybe they're, you know, in front of the chicken coop or something, you know, and they're getting rid of all these chickens. And maybe they got 10 clients, and, you know, that's $2.50, which is a lot of money to them, and they keep doing it. Okay, so you have to remember that, you know, these people do this, and you know, that's what happens. So just be, you know, just know that doing it one time is not going to fix you. Let's put it that way. You may have some relief, but it's not going to fix the situation that you're dealing with to release at least one curse. Okay, so back to you,
Got it, Ron. Yes, thank you so much. And it is a good idea to timeline crash those kind of things, too, especially when you know. So we have an email here from someone. Thank you. They're listening now. Thank you so much, Ron, for clearing our first car. I was quite attached to my first car and kept it for 10 years. It was older and needed a lot of babying. And for years after I sold it, it kept showing up in my dreams. But thank you to Creation Lightship, due to timeline crashes, it's finally completely gone from my life.
Very good, very good. Plus, you don't know what type of trauma is connected to your car from past owners, okay? Because you probably never released your energy out of your car. Remember, your energy goes into what you own. And saying it differently, if you go to like a secondhand store or you go someplace, maybe for some reason somebody gave you some type of, you know, artifact that they found and it was made in 1850. And maybe it looked really neat to you. Let's just say that hypothetically, you know, you found or somebody found, you know, an arrowhead, an Indian arrowhead. And you go, wow, this is great. Well, maybe they didn't tell you where they found it, or they just found it, or it was passed on to them, and maybe it was associated with an Indian burial ground, and they, you know, that was the person who died there, their favorite arrowhead. And now their spirit energy or emotional energy or both is connected to that, and now you have it. And you wonder why, you know, things aren't going right for you, because it's not returned back to that burial ground site that the owner had, you know, a long time ago. So that can be, you know, a really big problem. So you want to, you know, get rid of the energy on stuff. Like I was going to say, the secondhand store items, you know, you feel the energy. I went into a, I went into a cancer store, right? I walked in the door, did about 10 steps, turned around, and walked out. All I felt was death, which is true. All these people died of cancer, and their relatives gave the stuff to this cancer society store. And I go, man, I'm out of here, you know? So anyway, I think we have a beep there. So we have a caller?
Hi, Rod. It's Ed.
Yes, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. I had a thought the other night. I don't know if this is just too far out or what, but since the light being defense fleet, the Creation Lightship defense fleet, battles the aliens and the timelines and other things here in density, they have to take their lightships and densify them so they can drop down into time and dimension and do the battle. And the way they eliminate them, the bad aliens and people attacking the world, etc., is through focusing concentrated sources of light beams upon them. And usually they disappear into like a brown metallic smoke kind of thing. But I was thinking about, well, if they have this ability to drop down into density, wouldn't it be possible for the light beings to drop down and focus themselves onto our density, where we're living on this timeline, and instead of eradicating aliens with light beam, couldn't they focus a form of the source light beam on us and eradicate our darkness, just like in one blast, like going into the light chamber, but even stronger?
Well, that's a good question. Remember, I'm sure they could do that, but you'd have to bring up each situation. That's why, you know, we have the clearings. So they are doing it with the clearings that way, but they really can't do, you know, a blanket healing. I'm not exactly right on this, but it's hard to do a clearing to take away all the darkness, because some people may want to have darkness. So when
what if
yeah.
What if I was to say, Light beings, I would like you to come down and remove all darkness from my DNA, from my ancestors. Just one specific thing. Just take it all out in one fell swoop. Go stand out in the field and get hit with the light.
Well, give that a try. Just see what happens. I don't know, you know. I know that the energies are here from people doing clearings. And, you know, that could be a great possibility. On the whole lifetime clearings, as you go through 1 year at a time, then you're specifying the year. And it will clean out with that particular energetic body, you know, that you're working on. It will clear that energy out, yes. It'd be worth a try just to see what happens to you and how you feel afterwards. But remember, there is a free will, free choice. And unless you typically specify what the issue is, you know, but, you know, you have to try, but you got to get some kind of clearing up to have the light beings work through one of the clearings. Maybe the special clearing might work if you wanted to focus on maybe a certain part of your body or something, or a certain issue that's not on the website, and you can get that maybe cleaned out that way. So it's a good way of looking at it. That's why I basically stopped putting clearings up, because there's so many that I could possibly put up, but, you know, more, but I just don't want to go any further with them. But you got a good idea there.
What I was thinking was that we're probably at some point approaching ascension, and as more people come to the Creation Lightship teachings and such, the time would be narrower for them to actually work on themselves just before ascension. So by doing something like this, where you could get a concentrated beam of source light just directed, blasted right at you from one of the defense fleet ships, it might negate the need for all the time that we have to spend on clearing for those people that are coming in that haven't had a lot of years, you know, behind them, sort of thing. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, just give it a try and just see if you have any, you know, results from that.
Okay. I'm going to be in New York, and I sent you an email about that.
Yeah, and I do have a pass put aside for you, since you'll be helping at the booth, Ed.
Yes, thank you. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
So we'll see you in a week. Back in a week, we'll be there, you know?
Yes, we will, with bells on.
Yeah, with bells
thank
on.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling, Ed. Since Ed brought up the conference that's coming up, Ron, do you want to just tell people we may have new listeners tonight who are in the New York area?
Yeah, I'll be at the Expo next weekend, and it'll be the 17th, 18th, and 19th, and we'll be there and have a workshop and a couple lectures here, so it'll be great, and hope to see you all if you're able to come to see us. So we have a light chamber, so looking forward to going. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. We do have a couple of comments.
Let's say we should probably go to the light chamber.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Oh, it's getting late. I didn't realize how late it was. Yes, let's go to the light ship.
Yep, light ship time. So here we go, everybody. To think of one particular healing that you'd like to experience, a situation or something. And here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what room should we go into? And you have a room that you'd like to experience?
Yes, we have some requests. The first one is the cancer room.
Cancer release, cancer cell release. Here we go. So releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Next room, please.
The horses.
Okay, horse room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room.
For backs.
A back
I
problem?
I guess work
or
on people's spines and backs.
Fine, okay. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So that could be muscles, too. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
The Golden Whale Room.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
I was thinking, that's all the requests we have, but I was thinking since we talked about music, could we go into a music room?
Okay, here we go. So a room with light beams singing to you and even harmonics. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke.
How about the palm tree room? I like that one.
Okay, there's palm trees. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll do one more room here.
We actually have a request, Ron, for frogs.
Frogs? Okay. Here we go. Frogs. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's good. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship. So we're coming back down. And we had our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants up there, too. So coming down, it's only works live, which we didn't mention, but it's only live when you're listening live. Otherwise, you're getting peace energy. So coming back down, I'll count from five to one backwards. You can feel the energy shift. So five, four, three, two, and one. Okay, everybody, so we're back down, and we have our 8-hour call tomorrow. And I'll be at the Expo next Sunday in New York, and then there we'll do the final 8-hour call the Sunday after that. So tomorrow is our call for getting alien critters, body rejuvenation call. Getting these things off of us that are causing us troubles and harm and pain or whatever. And these are the parasitic life forms that like to be inside of us, living with us, sharing our bodies. They don't need that or don't want that. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We have a request, and I was hoping we might have time for this. A person is asking for you to do the out and in of our spirits. Oh, we may have a caller.
Okay.
Is there someone on the line?
Yeah.
Hi, is there a caller there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. We're very near the end of the show. But if you can make it brief.
I know. I'll try to be as brief as I can. I had a question about all these timeline crashes and stuff you were talking about.
Yeah, you know,
I've been doing a lot of light work with the plant and stuff and clearing people and helping them and stuff. And when I heard him talking about the timeline crashing and stuff, I felt myself fighting it like something was trying to draw me into it, and I was just saying, no, I'm not going to allow this to be a part.
Well, here you are on timelines. So the timelines that you're living on are your parallel lifetimes. And it can also be past lives and future lives. So you're only supposed to have one lifetime in the present moment in true light. And since we're not in true light here and we're in a prison planet of darkness, you're on timelines and they get copy and pasted to you. So if you're living, to make it really simple, if you say stub your toe on this particular timeline here, and there's pain involved, which more than likely would be the situation, then the aliens like that energy. So they're going to probably replicate you maybe on 500 timelines with the same pain because they're getting the energy from you from that. And then they can copy and paste it to you down here again, and you could have a lot more pain for a longer amount of time, making it harder for your body to heal. So the timelines are what you want to get off of. And you only want to be on one timeline, which is the timeline that's in the present moment, not in multiple timelines.
I'm all over as far as timelines and dimensions and everything goes. I'm a universal being. I was just wondering why that, like, I fought, like, so hard, like, the red flags and everything went out as soon as you said timeline crash. With me, personally, like, I was blocking all that out, like, I will not let this happen again or something.
Well,
am I stabilizing this timeline for others besides myself, or is there something else there?
Well,
I know at the end of the show,
it's a little hard to understand all the words. If you had resistance to doing timeline crashes, and that's probably because they don't want you to get off the timelines. And then the other way to look at it is if you know that you're on timelines, that's the way you can get off of them. Because you want to only have one life. Remember, in source energy, you only have one life in the present moment, in the now. And the now has no timelines attached to it. Now, when you think of the future or the past, or daydreaming or wishing, hoping something's going to get better for you, then you're going to be out of your spirit energy going into these fabricated timelines. So you don't want to do that. And most people are in those timelines and on timelines. So the timeline crashing releases you and probably millions of other people doing a timeline crash because they're on it like you would be.
Something you said resonated with me there. You can't have more than one timeline in the moment.
Yeah,
and that's like what it was.
Yeah, and the true source energy, that's the now. And the now is not controlled by time.
That's why I fought against it, because I was thinking of crashing this timeline. That's what came to me when you said that, which I can't allow to happen.
Yeah, you want to be in the now and not being affected by any external forces around you, which normally would be timelines and parallel lifetimes. And parallel lifetimes is your deja vu, that's your dream state, and other things like that. So that's what that is.
Thank you so much, caller.
Oh, thanks for the help.
I hope you'll call again or send us an email. It's CLS, the letters CLS, questions@yahoo.com, because I feel like it's just the end of the show that really your questions could have a lot more discussion around them. So thank you for calling, though.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I'll call back next time I get a chance.
Okay, great.
Thanks for the help.
Thank you.
Okay, so right now, so I'm going to do the mind to heart drop and end the program. So what we do is we connect your thoughts in your head, and this is your also like multiple timelines in a sense if you're thinking a lot. Remember, there's only two energies. There's mind energy. That's the programs that are being controlled by aliens that you're, running. And then you have the now energy, which is peace. So you either have programmed thoughts or you have peace. And you can never get peace in programmed thoughts. So that's your mind energy. That's collective consciousness. Universal mind, the mind of God, the heart of God, whatever people talk about in the New Age movement, it's all the same stuff because you're not dealing with being in the now, okay? So you have all this verbiage that tends to make it look like it's the proper way of doing things, and everything does work, so, you will have your self-fulfilling prophecies when you're dealing with the alien mind controls, because that's what they give you. And then now everything is active in the present moment, and then you work from your heart center and create something in this present moment, and then it goes into the next present moment. But you're not thinking about what you're doing. Everything comes to you. So here we go. We're going to do that clearing here. So we're going to do the mind to heart drop. You have to command your spirit out loud. If you don't do it out loud, then you're in the mental energy. Then you're in the alien agenda. So you don't want to be there because you've already been there for your whole life. So here we go. Mind to heart drop. Dropping down. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go, everybody. So now you're at peace. And that's where you want to be, is in peace energy. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ann. And next weekend we'll be in New York. So blessings. See you later, everybody. and hopefully you're on the call tomorrow for the body rejuvenation.
Thanks, all. Thank you, Ron. Bye.